Coming up, it's lightning, fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT, that's 1-888-924-8924, or click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows right here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago and our upcoming shows in Milwaukee, Los Angeles, and Dallas, Texas. Also, check out the latest How to Do Everything podcast. This week, Mike and Ian tell you how to steal the Mona Lisa. Don't, though. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Joe from Davenport, Florida.
Hey, Joe, how are things in Davenport?
Not bad at all. A little warm today, but good.
Well, that's what the blessings of living in Florida. Where is Davenport? I don't know it.
It's about 10 miles west of a very large theme park.
Oh, I understand. Do the people around that particularly large theme park go to that particularly large theme park all the time?
Not all the time, but often.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You never get bored? You're never like, I've been on that ride?
I was there a couple days ago. Had a good time.
Well, I'm glad to hear it.
Sounds a little defensive.
Well, welcome to our show, Joe. Carl Castle right now is going to read you three news-related limericks with a last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on two of the limericks, you will be a big winner. Ready to play?
All right, ready to go.
Here is your first limerick.
Personalities we are ignoring because we're all too busy adoring. Sure, they are hot, but interesting, not. Most beautiful people are...
boring?
Yes, they are. Actually, hold on. This is radio. Yes, we are. According to a study by scientists in Israel, who are probably really homely, attractive people favor conformity and self-promotion over creativity and individualism.
That completely works in my theory that I have developed at the Luke Burbank Institute. Which is something I call personality sonar. I mean, this is really my theory, is that we develop our personalities by saying things, and then the way they bounce back to us is, that was funny or that was interesting or whatever. And if you go through life looking like Angelina Jolie, you're like a bat that can't echolocate, right? I mean, there's just no way you're going to have a realistic read on what you say is interesting or not interesting. Because at a bar, if a hot chick says, look at that wall... guys are falling all over themselves to tell me more, right? It's holding up part of the ceiling. Keep going. It's like, no wonder you don't have a good personality. Nobody's creating the situation in which you have to develop a good personality. I'm essentially standing up for the beautiful people here, guys.
Hey, we appreciate it.
That's what the...
Very good. Here is your next limerick.
Literal cats do not swing. We mice, though, we make rafters ring. We belt and we croon a most wonderful tune. We mice really know how to...
sing?
Yes, sing! Researchers at Tulane University have discovered that not only do mice sing to attract mates, as we've reported before on this show, they sing in groups, like tiny little boy bands. This little mouse is the bad boy, this one's the heartthrob, this is the shy one. And just like with the Backstreet Boys or NSYNC, when one gets eaten by a cat, you can replace him and no one notices. Very good. Here is your last limerick.
Think of this as you pay cable bills. There's a cost to those secondhand thrills. Reality wives suck marrow from lives. Watching TV truly...
kill?
Yes! If you feel like killing yourself, if you have to watch one more presidential debate, don't bother, because new research from Australia shows that sitting around in a sedentary way is so deadly. For every hour watched of TV, you lose, on average, 22 minutes of your lifespan. Just think about that, 22 minutes for every hour. If you watched every episode of Friends, that's 118 hours of television. That would mean both your life isn't worth living and you won't get to live it. Carl, how did Joe do it?
Well, Joe had three correct answers, Peter, so Joe, you win our prize.
Excellent.
Congratulations. Thank you. Well done, Joe, and thanks for playing.
My pleasure.